I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Happy solstice and Merry Christmas! As everyone scurries for a last-minute stocking stuffer, seed packets often come to mind for gardeners. There's no better sign of hope than a few packets of vegetable, herb, or flower seeds slipped into someone's stocking. While the sentiment is great and brings smiles to everyone's faces, I have a few tips based on my years of giving and receiving seed packets as gifts. First of all, know your gardener. If you're giving seeds to a beginning gardener or someone who's never gardened outdoors before, keep it simple. Stick with easy-to-grow vegetables, herbs, and flowers that can be directly sown in the ground or started in a window 3 to 4 weeks before a last frost. Some examples are lettuce, peas, beans, cosmos, zinnias, basil, and cilantro. These will be the most satisfying for a newbie gardener. For experienced gardeners, make sure you know if they're an organic gardener or love heirlooms. Also check if they're into seed starting before you buy unusual varieties of tomatoes, peppers, nicotiana, salvia, or snapdragons. I once made the mistake of giving someone unusual varieties of seeds that needed to be started indoors, only to find out the gardener had stopped indoor seed starting years ago. It helps to know the garden, too. If someone just has containers or a raised bed, they may not appreciate mammoth sunflowers or morning glory seeds. They just take up too much space. Consider dwarf varieties such as spicy globe basil, arugula, or baby carrots. Finally, share some seeds you saved or have tried before so you can coach them along when they're trying a new variety. You can even give dried popcorn or dried beans that you grew as a fun gift to eat or plant, depending upon their preference. And now for this week's tip. Move your live Christmas tree into a cold garage or shed right after the holidays. You don't want to keep it indoors too long or it'll break dormancy. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new plant varieties. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.